You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, here we go. Second hour of Wake Up Tucson. Linda from the Garlic Fest is coming at 7:30. That's what I've learned now. So that's great. We got Ron Arenas here, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling.
Good morning.
Guys next door. He's on TV, radio, billboards. This guy's everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And next week we have Corey Williams and Val Romero on our show.
Look at that.
Wow. Awesome.
So I know Charles is concocting something with Val. We're going to do some sort of, there's going to be some sort of cooking contest at Val's place in October.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, like, we might need, like, I'm going to be one of the judges in it.
Okay.
So you'll probably be a good one for that, too. So we maybe drag CJ into that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if this is on smoking or grilling, what we're doing, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So. I'm not sure.
Either one.
It might just be grilling because smoking takes so much longer.
CJ and I judged the barbecue competition.
We did, yeah.
It was the firefighters up in Oral Valley.
Oh, okay.
And
quite an array of talent levels.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. we had Russell was one of our judges, Matt.
We had Sherm.
Sherm was Matt there. Brody?
Rick Berg.
Rick Berg. I thought Matt Brody, the weather guy, was there, too.
Oh, I think you're right. I have the picture somewhere with all of us. It was a motley crew, for sure. I mean, how long ago was that? God, pre-COVID.
Oh, okay. 7-8 years?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, okay.
We were underneath the...
My beard was black.
That's true. You look like a young Greek Orthodox bishop in that picture. But we did eat the most disgusting thing. Do you remember what the most disgusting thing was?
I remember us having a fit about it and like laughing and carrying on, but I don't remember what the actual dish was.
It was the bacon-wrapped meatball.
Okay.
What was it disgusting
sounds,
about it?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Was it not
cooked? Or?
Oh, no. It was cooked to death.
Oh. It was a rubber ball?
It got really mealy. So literally you took your fork through it, and then it broke into lots of pieces. It was like when...
It crumbled.
Remember when Voldemort gets killed at the end of Harry Potter and he turned in all those pieces?
Right.
That's what this meatball
is. Didn't have a nasty sauce with it, too?
Nasty sauce. I just remember that one scarred us flavor-wise for a while. But
yeah, for 8 years later, you guys are still scarred.
being a judge and tasting, it sounds fun, and it is most of the time. But it's tough if you get so many... Like, when Matt Russell does that barbecue thing and... Mm-hmm. Reno every September,
right?
How much? I mean, that's a lot of barbecue to eat.
Yeah, we used to judge the Smokehouse Showdown here in Tucson every year. Me and Matt and Danny Perez were the judges, and that is very small in scale compared to what Matt does up in Reno, and it was still like a lot of barbecue.
Yeah,
you want to know what was? I shouldn't say the worst because I had a good time doing it, but it was brutal. As far as your stomach goes, I did the judging for the high school culinary competition.
Okay.
And so it was like 80 plates of the exact same recipe.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Over 2 days.
Wow.
I didn't touch chicken and rice for a couple months.
Yeah.
So they gave them all the same recipe so they could actually accurately judge their, you know, talent levels of the same ingredients and everything. So literally it was 80 different students making the same dish.
Wow.
And you wouldn't believe how different they could be, too. Wow.
So it is Garlic Friday. Linda from Triangle Tea Garlic Fest will be here at the bottom of the hour. Please give us a call, 790-2040. We want to know your favorite way to eat garlic. What kind of dishes? Do you have any tips on how you like to use garlic better? All that good stuff. So it was a Saba home show. Mm-hmm. And they were doing these Iron Chef competitions at the home show. And John Hone from Gap was managing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I remember me and the happy guy that used to own Foodie, Adam.
Adam.
Okay. Him and I were it was Sam from Mama's Hawaiian versus somebody.
Okay.
I forgot who the other dude was. But the best part of it, so me and Adam are doing, we're sitting there, and Hone had everything ready, right? And he had all the, a table with any kind of pots and pans and, you know, whatever you needed to cook, right?
Sure.
And I remember this old couple comes by. And you know, when you go to Saba, you just collect trinkets and trash of, you know, little post-it notes and pens and all that other stuff.
Keychains and everything.
Right, so they had their big bags, and they start walking up, and they start
grabbing
pots. They start grabbing the pan.
Really?
And I go, hey, what's going on over there? And they're like, well, this is part of the giveaways, right, for the thing? We're like, no. Chill it. Chill it, Martha. All right, you brought us some amazing garlic stuff so far. It was like it was a four-part harmony of...
Yeah, not four cores, but it was four different types of garlic.
Tell us about the broccoli, because it has a little kick to it also.
Yeah, so basically I make my own steeped olive oil with just... I steep it for a little bit on low with just slices of garlic with chilled bean. And then I put it on my counter and let it sit for about a month, and then I got a nice little kicked up garlic chili oil. So that's what I used to cook the broccolini. Then I got some Guaymas prawns and did them scampi style. I rubbed a New York strip with garlic and another, you know, a little blend of seasoning. And then I made a hatch green chili and roasted garlic cream sauce. And then just your regular old garlic mashed potatoes.
Wow. Fantastic.
So there's roasted. There's chili oil. There's, you know, raw fresh. And then there's garlic powder and garlic seasonings.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your cookies are awesome, too.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
It tastes like I used to get, when I was working at Red's, there was a coffee shop behind us, and they had, it was like a Loca Moca Mexican hot coffee thing. That's exactly what it was right for. I wish I had one with it.
So on the cookie, what happened was, when I make it, they say, what's your recipe? And I make this, it's all off the top of my head. I did write it down for a wakey one day, and I got to find it. It's deep in the archives. But what I learned was you melt the butter. And you cook it, and you cool it. You're not the cream, soft butter, and you cream it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you melt it, right? And you make yourself a beautiful, this is not a great word for cooking, but it's a slurry, okay? Mm-hmm, and what you do is you take that, and it's about 3/4 cup of brown sugar, 3/4 cup of white sugar, right? Then you throw in your vanilla, your little baking soda, a little salt, basically about a teaspoon of each of that. And then I threw in the processed unsweetened Dutch cocoa kind of thing. Start whipping that up with your whisk. And then it's one egg and one egg yolk.
Okay.
Right? Because you want to get rid of that extra egg white because it actually dries that out a little bit. Right?
I see that.
And then what happens is then you just slowly incorporate your flour, probably about 3.5 cups, until it looks like wet sand.
Are you doing this in a mixer or are you just doing it by hand?
Just hand. Just got the wood, the old Italian wood spoon at the end.
That was just a child beater in my home.
And then that has a half unsweetened, dark chocolate and half semi-sweet.
Got it. Yeah, I could tell the different chips for sure, the different chunks.
So, and then what I do is you... again, this is a test kitchen thing. You know, I take out my scoop, the smaller one, not the bigger one, right? Mm-hmm. And you throw one of those down there. And then the test kitchen people teach you to grab the ball, the cookie ball, and you pull it apart. So you have these two halves. Then you turn them up towards the sky, and you smush them together.
The hand gestures are too much.
Yeah, I know. That's why it looks the way it is. How it has that kind of the flatter look instead of the mounded look, right? So you do that, and sometimes it has a little craggier top to it a little bit, and then you bake it for about 375, four minutes. I kind of switch them around a little bit.
Nice.
But the other thing I do is I smack the pan down on the granite countertop, kind of knocks the air and flattens them out a little bit.
Yeah, that's what you could do with like macaroons.
Right. Yeah. No, he's right. That's probably where it comes. So you're gonna get a little bit of a flatter cookie that's chewy on the, what I want is chewy on the inside with a little crisp on the edge.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Nailed it.
So
no garlic though. No,
and you said you put a little cinnamon in them also, right?
A little cinnamon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So it's I don't know, I felt like I want to cook for you guys today.
I love it.
Yeah. So, you can cook for us anytime.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, we're gonna have more garlic talk coming up. Linda from Triangle Tea Guest Ranch is coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about the big garlic festival coming up. And you're on Wake Up Tucson. We're playing the tunes of 1964. We're doing presidential election years. So trust me, when I get to the 2000s, I'm going to play that list because it's trash. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. 90s will be rough, but Wake Up Tucson. All right, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. It's a Garlic Friday. Linda should be here from the Garlic Festival very soon. Ron Arenas is here, Picture Rock Heating and Cooling.
Good morning.
CJ Ham from CJ Ham is cooling.
From CJ Ham.
Yeah, yeah. CJ Ham, CJCool.com. So we're doing garlic. And so when I asked, Ron, how about you? And you and the missus like to cook. Where's the garlic show up in your life a lot?
Oh, it shows up everywhere that we can put it.
God bless you.
Yeah, we love I love garlic.
Now, have you? So you're a smoker.
Yeah.
Big smoker. Like George. I'm a smoker. Big smoker. do you ever smoke garlic?
I've never smoked garlic.
But this sounds like something I'd ask a Politico. Did you ever smoke garlic, Senator?
I never inhaled.
You are fake news.
So, what's your favorite way to use garlic? Give me a dish you like garlic.
I don't know. There's not something specific that
Ron's like, we got it all over the place. We got garlic all over the place.
Yeah, we use garlic everywhere. We really do. Yeah.
Matt Neely, garlic. Give us a garlic confessions.
Man, I'm thinking about it. I know I'm going to kick myself because I can't remember.
That's
but,
okay. We'll be here for another 2.5 hours.
I love roasting garlic and just spreading it on some good bread.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. The the shrimp scampi, which is funny because scampi means shrimp, so you're really saying shrimp. again, Test Kitchen recipe for me is, and you can tell me how you did yours, but a little bit. But they start you off with peeling the shrimp, leaving the tail on, right, and then tossing it in a little salt and a little sugar first.
Okay,
a little sugar.
Yep.
And I'm not big on using sugar too often.
Just a little bit. Okay. Just a little bit, and you let it sit in the fridge for an hour before you do anything with it.
The shrimp?
Yeah.
The shrimp.
Yeah.
Is that sugar supposed to bring out
It's almost like a quick cure.
Yeah.
I think there's a little flavor, but I think CJ's right. It's to promote caramelization.
Ah, okay.
And then literally you hit it on a pan of olive oil, one side, and everyone overcooks shrimp.
Yeah.
We know that. So... what's your, Mr. Chef here? What?
Mine is fast and furious, and it's real simple. I do it in butter, all butter.
Yep.
Maybe a touch of heavy cream just to solidify, keep from breaking. Mm. Get that melted and hot, so you start seeing the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Then I throw in my garlic, my salt and pepper it, maybe a little chili flake.
Right, chili flakes.
It's got to be bubbling is the key. And then I toss my shrimp in there. I flip the pan about 2-3 times, depending on the size of the shrimp. Give it a little spoon baste. Then I throw in my fresh herbs, squeeze lemon, turn it off.
Literally on the Test Kitchen, when we're talking about, extra large to jumbo shrimp, it's like 2 minutes on one side, flip it 1 minute, and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for some of you listening to that right now, I bet you're going, it's not cooked!
It's raw. the carryover on shrimp is crazy, too. I mean, you can do cook it almost just halfway, and the carryover will bring it right through. It's funny, though, because when you're a chef, you get away from the jumbo. Like, I don't even know exactly what size a jumbo is anymore.
12, 16?
Because I do. Okay, see, that's how I know them is by the size per pound, but...
I think it's 12-16.
Okay.
Which is basically when you say it's 12-16 shrimp per pound.
That's a big shrimp, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a nice size shrimp.
Yeah, that is.
And then with the Test Kitchen one, you're basically hitting it with... You're putting the butter at the end, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Right, and
I mean, there's a lot of things that I just finish with butter for sure.
Oh.
And then you hit it with the fresh lemon, blah, blah, blah. And then while the pan's hot but off heat, you start... stirring in a couple of pats of cold butter.
And that can also, that can solidify your sauce too, so...
Correct.
That makes sense.
And then I just served that on... My crew likes... I make a homemade fettuccine Alfredo.
Ah.
So, like, on Christmas Eve, before having shrimp, I have to make... The crew wants fettuccine Alfredo with the scampi.
Love that.
Tossed on top.
That's a delicious, delicious combo, for sure.
And my recipe for Alfredo is still... off of my mom's Ronzoni box of 1985.
Ronzoni.
I just remember it to this day. It's really easy. It's a stick of butter. This is for a pound of pasta, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a stick of butter. You melt that down. You can use half and half to heavy cream.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And then what you do is you start incorporating your cream into it with a whisk, right? You want to get it to a simmer. Then you're adding Parmesan cheese and, most importantly, an egg yolk. You whip in an egg yolk.
Oh, that's different.
It,
okay.
Right? And then black pepper. If you're anal retentive, you use white pepper because you don't want the black specks and the white sauce.
I don't mind the black pepper. I do a pinch of nutmeg, too.
No, pinch of nutmeg is huge. If you're not putting nutmeg in your Alfredo sauce, you're missing something.
Oh, okay.
So, totally correct on the nutmeg, sir.
Just gives it, it's like nobody knows what it is, but like, oh, there's something in there.
Huh.
That's what it is.
So, my buddy Dave up at It's a Greek to Me.
Yeah.
Almost went into an Italian accent again. Damn it.
I'm out of here. On Garlic Day, Chris, of all days.
So, he does that Athenian chicken, which is literally just garlic, olive oil, roast it. We had it at, I think he served it when we had our Greek dinner that night.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And just that crispy roasted skin chicken. Olive oil.
Greeks know how to cook.
Yeah. Everything was great there.
Oh,
yeah.
We did the family dinner thing where literally you just paid one price, no menu.
Oh, cool.
And then food just
That's
came
fun.
Out.
That's yeah. fun.
You know, it started off with four titty Saganakis on fire.
Yes.
Which I thought was just, you know, it's a good way to start
good
your
touch.
Day.
Yeah. Good start.
As George, we know who you saw in Athens, would say, it opens up your nostrils and your everything. Get ready to eat that smell. So. All right, our friend Linda's here from Triangle Tea. We're going to jump into a whole other level of garlic coming up.
Fantastic.
On Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, we're doing the tunes of 1964. We're doing presidential election year playlist today. So a little Supremes, Baby Love. We got Baby Love CJ Hams here back.
Yeah, baby.
Working on Project Escalante.
Indeed.
We have...
I moved over a base.
You did?
Yeah.
You did. You're in the second base area. I always go classic Cubs. So you're Leon Bull Durham and you're Ryne Sandberg.
Nice. I love Rhino.
And we have two Ron Says over here on third base. we have our friend Linda from Triangle T. How are you doing, lady?
Good morning, everyone. Doing great.
Look at you. How long you owned this place?
19 years.
My Lord. You were just a wee sprout in those days, as they say.
No, this is my second career. I was actually nicely retired before I took on this challenge.
If you want to follow along on the interwebs, azretreatcenter.com, right. About the Triangle Tea Guest Ranch and, of course, the Garlic Festival, which is going on a week from tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about the Triangle Tea for some of the rookies that didn't hear you in the past shows.
Well, it's a historic guest ranch. It's been there 92 years now. And, 102 years. And this is where a lot of history has happened, but the most memorable is World War II. This is where the Japanese were captured over in Oahu and brought and secretly held here at the ranch. It also has a lot of early Hollywood history with movie stars and people who were shooting either there on the ranch or in the area and staying there. Because
310 to Yuma is a big one.
310 to Yuma with Glenn Ford and Van Heflin. You bet. Mm.
And then you're on Hotel Impossible with that annoying bald guy.
Yeah, there's some a few TV shows and stuff we've been on.
What do you mean few? There's a second one? You can't say?
What'd you say?
So I remember you were on other ones other than Hotel Impossible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was Psychic Kids.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
that
about
was
Psychic
interesting.
Kids.
And the ghosts are quiet these days. That's all I can say.
They're very quiet when the TV cameras aren't on. Now, if you remember some of the Wakeys, we did a Christmas bus trip where we went to the Ameren Foundation, which is right next door to the ranch. Then we did an amazing Christmas lunch with you guys that was so fun. And then we took our friend Ed Alexander for the first time in his life at age 70-whatever. He'd never been to The Thing.
Oh, yeah. The Thing. That's 5 miles down the road. You have to see
it. So taking Ed to The Thing was like taking a child to Disneyland for the first time. It was so beautiful. And I remember we had a full bus. It was like 45 people. And I said, everyone stay on the bus. I'm going to negotiate with the girls at the desk at The Thing. Because it was like $6 or something. And I go, you know something? The lower the price, the more people are going to come off the bus and buy an overpriced Blizzard. What do you got for me? She goes, how about $2? I go, you got a deal.
Wow. Deal. Yep.
And so Ed got to visit The Thing, and it blew his mind.
Do you think he was looking in a mirror?
Now, you know, the Ameren property, though, used to be part of the ranch.
So oh, I did not know that.
They purchased it from the Triangle T.
Oh, okay.
And then found the ruins when they were adding on to a house that was there, and then the rest is history now.
So that was owned by some copper magnate in the end, I thought. That had like places in Jerome, like mines in Jerome, if I remember. And it's the same architecture as the Arizona Inn. So if you go yes. out there, you'll see you'll see versions of the Arizona Inn in the middle of Dragoon, Arizona.
Yeah, it's a fabulous display, especially in about the American history that's all gone on there too. So
Garlic Festival.
Garlic.
How long have you been doing garlic festivals?
Since the previous owner, it's now Z Farms with Matey, who's here with us today. He came down asking for some help for his harvest 1 year. And then he came after the harvest exhausted and said, hey, let's have a garlic festival.
I love
it. So that was 15 years ago when we've been doing it every year since, and it just keeps getting bigger.
And here he is, Matey the Garlic Farmer. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So you were telling us that you were originally in high-tech Apple iPhone world.
Yes.
Are you allowed to say that, or are they going to come murder you or
it's
something?
Okay. Yeah, semiconductor technology is what it was.
I don't want the Tim Cook assassins to come find Matey on his garlic farm. So you were explaining to us about leaving high-tech and going to a more simple life led to somehow doing a garlic farm 7 miles off of I-10.
Correct.
Explain that story.
That's like, so the industry was definitely fast-paced. And way back 10 years ago, I knew I had to end it someday. And I always liked
was
to go
was this before
back.
Our Apple, before Apple started using Uyghur slaves? And I didn't say that. Sorry.
So it was always in the back of my mind to go back to simple life someday. So 5 years ago, I bought the farm.
Okay.
In part because Scottsdale, Phoenix was too hot, and I needed something cooler, especially in the summer.
Okay.
So the two kind of gelled, and I somehow ended up in Dragoon, east of Dragoon Mountains, so where all the agriculture.
Okay. You're sitting in Scottsdale. You're having an $8 latte. Right?
Eight.
How did $11 latte. How did Garlic Farm get on your radar?
Well, I wanted a farm.
Okay.
And I didn't know. It was not that I was looking for a garlic farm. So 5 years ago, I come upon this one. And within first 10 minutes, I told the realtor that this is it. Don't even waste our time with the other ones.
Yeah.
So right there and then, I knew that this is it.
What about the land and the farm that called to you?
It was an organic, well, not technically organic, but all natural. A lot of trees, big trees, 40-year-old trees that you can't find. Many different structures on it that appealed to me. It was just home. It called on me right there.
Right.
And then that was it. Made an offer right there and then. And the rest is history. So I worked another 2 years in Phoenix. Right after COVID, I said, this is it. No more. I can't do what I was doing before. This is where I want to be.
So you escaped
day.
Out to the farm during COVID?
Yeah, full time. Full time. And then I stayed full time after that. And actually, COVID helped in a way because it allowed me to be there for extended time to say, this is really, really what I want to do. And I don't want to wait another 5-10 years to retire.
Were you working remotely from the farm for a while?
Right. Right.
Gotcha.
For 6 months. So it became a blessing, so to speak, in an odd way. So the previous owners, as Linda said, started this 15 years ago over beer, drinking beer, coming up with the
we
idea.
We do a lot of things here.
That's right.
So everything gets done.
So and I like tradition. I respect tradition. So I said, I will keep it up. I had no idea what to do with farming garlic. Out of all things, but I kept that up, and then it's 5 years now. Yeah. It's a lot of work because there are no workers. It's just me and my wife.
Okay,
the two of us doing everything. Small little bitty tractor, but it's fun. I mean, you get up in the morning, early in the morning, and go at it.
How does one make money doing a garlic farm?
It's not a business for me.
That's retirement.
Seriously, it's what I call a hobby farm.
Yeah,
and people enjoy it. We enjoy it.
Okay.
And as long as people enjoy what we offer.
All right, let me forget about the money question. How do people access your garlic if you're not at the Linda's amazing garlic festival?
So that end of last year, when my wife came and joined me, we decided to do farmers markets.
Okay.
So we started the one in Bisbee and also Sierra Vista. So we do that like once a month, twice a month. I don't want it to be a serious obligation. It needs to stay fun and manageable. Otherwise, I go still going back to a full-time high-stress job.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we want to keep it fun. We want to keep it light.
Yeah. No employees.
No employees. They're none to be found.
Ron and CJ love their employees. I just want to
remind you. Very much. Very much. Every one of them.
CJ, sometimes too much.
Whoa. I quit that, Chris.
Hold on. I got to get myself. You get a little. There you go for that one. All right. So what kind of garlic do you grow on the farm?
So there are 3-4 varieties. Main one is the elephant garlic, and you saw a couple of those.
I was asking yesterday on the air, where do I find elephant garlic? Because of that dish I was telling you at Richardson's, and then magically garlic farmer guy shows up with Linda with elephant garlic. Thank you. I am one with the universe right now.
Exactly.
So
3-4 varieties of regular garlic. Some are spicier, some are milder. Elephant is nice because it's milder. You can roast it. It's not overly pungent. And it does well also, as I was mentioning, for black garlic. You should try some of that. It's like candy.
This will get my breath going. Beautiful.
It doesn't smell as bad as raw garlic. Yeah. We should all try some.
Absolutely.
I have to work at a kissing booth after this. So. I have to go to work at a kissing booth.
There you go.
Try, man.
I'll take one with me, though.
You're going to forget it's in your pocket?
I'm Sicilian. I always smell like garlic.
And then Linda brought us some burgers here with the magic garlic sauce. Garlic sauce has a little bit of a green tinge to it. What's making it green? Or are my eyes going crazy?
It's probably just young garlic.
I've got to use a microphone so I can understand. Here you go. Sorry.
Well, that's a secret I can't tell you.
Okay.
Come to the festival, and then we shall reveal.
I love that. That's a perfect tease. Let's go to break, visit some great sponsors. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about what's going on at the Garlic Festival at the Triangle T Guest Ranch. So you go out I-10 towards Wilcox. You'll see a sign called Dragoon, and you just make a right turn. You go about 3 feet, and then they're off to the left. Did I get that right? Look at me remember good. All right, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, 7:52 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson. We are celebrating the songs of 1964. We're doing presidential election years. And like I said, once we get into the 2000s, I'm going to stop because, you know, I'm going to sound like an old guy. It's crap. sorry. We're hanging out with Linda. She's the owner of the Triangle T Guest Ranch. And Mehdi, what's the name of your garlic?
Z Farms. Farms with a Z in the end.
Oh, Farms.
Z-E-E.
Oh, okay.
Z-E-E. Different, right?
F-A-R-M-Z.
You gotta be different.
Got it. And who's Z?
Z is for Zamanian. My last name is Zamanian.
Okay.
Zamanian is hard to say, right? So we made it simple, Z.
All right.
I used to be called Mr. Z when I was back in college teaching stuff.
Okay. Very nice.
That's where it is.
All right, Miss Linda, give me the rundown of what's shaking at Garlic Fest. This is happening 8 days from today, a week from tomorrow.
Yes, as those have been there before, we have our central area on the historic pavilion, which was the tennis court where the Japanese prisoners played tennis while they were held there after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So it's a historic spot. And
I just love that we're talking about POW tennis.
It wasn't really POW.
See that in Hogan's Heroes. They had a lot of other things, but no tennis.
These were the high-end people out of Oahu, and they were treated like guests. They got to ride horses, play tennis, you know, make lists and have the guards bring them as much as they could find out of Tucson to fulfill their list. So it's a pretty amazing story, but it's for real.
I love it.
So we have some live music again with Gabriel Francisco, and then we have another group coming in, which is the Rock and Roll Trio. So That'll be some of our live
music. That's an original name.
Yeah. So if anybody else is kind of interested, it is a charity fundraiser for Make-A-Wish Foundation and Wounded Warrior Project. So if it's another smaller group that would like to come in and play, we still have some time available.
Awesome.
And a couple more vendor spaces left.
azretreatcenter.com.
Yeah, and Harley Davidson will be there, one of our sponsors. And so come on down and see their new bikes.
So before I'm gonna give us the garlic aspect of this thing. What's gonna happen in the garlic aspect of this?
Oh, Mehdi's gonna be there. He is the central point of the garlic festival, and he's gonna have all kinds of treats and various garlics for you to try, taste, and take home with you.
All right, Mehdi, what's on the garlic lineup for next Saturday?
So we have fresh garlic, elephant garlic, and three different varieties of regular garlic. We'll have black garlic. We have black garlic powder, black garlic paste. We have garlic scapes, which is basically garlic flour. We kept them for like a couple of months. You can make great, fantastic pesto with it because it's very mild but tasty.
Yeah.
What else?
Garlic ice cream?
No.
Not yet.
Garlic bread.
Okay.
And some salsa and some pesto.
So you brought so the black garlic is interesting. You brought us the real black garlic. It only came on my radar in the last 2 months. I'm at Trader Joe's and they had a jar of little chunks of black garlic that you can shake out to season.
Right, that's black garlic powder. It makes it a lot easier to mix.
But it was bigger chunks. It wasn't in powder form. It was interesting. Yeah. It's like really small pellets of black garlic.
Black garlic.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Because once you go through the process, it's so much more.
It's
mild.
Laborious. Yeah.
So you could have bigger chunks. Like if you had just regular garlic, and you're shaking out in chunks, it would kill you.
Putting black garlic in my noodle stir fries.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah, absolutely.
Garlic paste on your steak. That's another good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Black garlic paste.
You should do that with a roast beef on Sundays.
Yeah.
Roast garlic lunch. So,
yeah.
We'll have fun.
What's the hours of operation of this thing? We got to get to the basics of this before it's over. So,
the actual festival is between 10 and 4 on Saturday and Sunday. So everybody will be given some tickets for the raffle they come in with their map of what vendors are there and where they're at. And if you're attending, be sure to take your tickets and deposit it at the main stage area so that there's many, many prizes. All the vendors donate something and other people have donated. So come and be a winner.
Any tours of the ranch going on right here?
No, not during the festival.
Okay.
There's no parking in the festival area at all. It's walking only.
All right.
So touring and horseback riding would have to be arranged for another time.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the what annual? 16th annual?
15th annual, yes.
Same year Wake Up Tucson started. 15 years of garlic and talk and garlic infested talk here at Wake Up Tucson.
And it is a lot of fun to go to this. A lot of good food. And it's just it's a really, really fun event. We've been a few times actually, and it's just wonderful.
It's Matt telling you he's been before and had an amazing time.
And
in
it's
the past.
Not what 30 minutes from Houghton and I-10.
30 minutes
about,
from Houghton and
right?
I-10, right?
Mm. I mean, it's a quick trip out there.
Yeah, it's a little cooler. What's the elevation at the ranch?
4,800. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's a real deal. On the microphone, my friend.
It's much cooler. There's always a breeze out there, and it is the most beautiful place you can find. You get the view of the boulders and the mountains and even the stronghold from the ranch. So it's a beautiful place to visit.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Mehdi, it was great meeting you today.
Thank you. Likewise.
You and your magic secret garlic ranch out in the in the backwoods of Dragoon. So you're just going to do this until you die? Is that the...
For a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm giving a death sentence already.
Well, thanks for all the goodies. I'll be cooking up a storm with this stuff. So,
enjoy.
And then you brought us this amazing Mediterranean Persian stuff. What did you bring us?
It's herb... rice dish with chicken kebab and tadig, which is the bottom of the rice pot that everybody
loves. That's the crispy stuff.
And some fresh salsa that my wife made.
Beautiful.
For you guys.
Very nice.
And some black garlic, of course.
Okay.
Great job. Love it. Thanks for all the gifts, and thanks for bringing the love of garlic. We did a whole hour on garlic today, so it's better. Yeah, we talk politics all the time. I don't really talk garlic anyway, so.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, have a great event. It was amazing seeing you today.
Thank you all, and if you haven't been out to Dragoon, you're in for a big treat.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yep. It's a very beautiful and unusual place, and it's just you pass by on the freeway, and you look at the boulders and say, wow, but wait till you get out in them.
No, it's awesome. azretreatcenter.com. And again, the Garlic Festival's next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And what time's it going down?
Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Awesome. All right. Break a leg, as we say in show business, both you guys.
Thank you.
Come and see us, guys.
Break a bulb.
All right. Yep. You're on Wake Up Tucson. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.